Well, turning our attention back to the markets, as we said, we have seen some of those losses get paired in a big way, some huge swings in the market right now, although the NASDAQ dipping back into the red. Let's bring in Diane Jaffe, TCW Group Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. Diane, just give me your assessment of how we've seen the market action move in tandem with what's been playing out in Eastern Europe.
Of course, the markets have reacted very strongly in the face of this aggression in Ukraine. And last week, we saw a waterfall effect where going into Thursday, where the markets were really taking everything quite seriously in terms of even an expansion beyond Ukraine. And then there was a very strong reversal, as you know, Thursday and Friday, as your watchers know. And one of those is that the Ukrainian people, 40 million strong, have put up an amazing defense. As the ambassador said, you know, there has been a tone change, not just from Europe, but also to a degree, Russia, whether they're meaningless or not, there were some hands across the table to maybe have some kind of conversation. And importantly for markets at home, the Fed now is got a much lower probability of being super aggressive in terms of raising rates. And you can see that there's a case to be made for companies and indices that are more US based. Like one of your colleagues pointed out, the Russell 2000 was one of the first to turn into the green this morning, mostly US based. We have a definite geographical advantages. We have a relatively strong economy, some would say the best in many, many years. And, you know, I think that the US is the place to be right now.
So more names that don't have as much exposure internationally. But I wonder if we can broaden out again here to talk about where things stand, because I wonder if you think, you know, when we see, given what we've seen play out over the weekend, this is now turned into an economic story, a financial story. Does that suggest further downside for the markets, regardless of where the policy goes, because there is a serious concern about a contagion effect?
Excellent points. Investors follow earnings, and fourth quarter earnings were super strong. Nearly 80% of companies outperformed on revenues and earnings. And actually, with all our issues with COVID at home, earnings expectations for the first quarter just came down a tiny bit, and actually for the rest of the year increased. Your point makes a very good sense in that, you know, we're all watching the war, and whether it was Desert Storm or other 9/11, consumers start freezing a little bit. And I think that is why you've seen economists on the street start lowering their expectations for GDP. But it doesn't destroy the fact that the U.S. economy is super strong. Consumers and companies are in excellent shape. And it's really a question of acknowledging this issue in terms of economic impact. But how do we recover could be quite strong.
Diane Jaffe, TCW Group Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. Thanks for joining us today.